Salt is back. Salt is back. Salt is back. Salt is back. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you. Thank
it's good
you.
To have you.
Are you tired?
Are you guys all moved in or
no,
what?
No. We've spent the last week and a half moving the majority of the house, and then this weekend we move the furniture. Tomorrow we move Sarah and the baby down to house in Marshfield. But my dad and I have been, you know, this house was an old house. It was built in 1865.
Yeah.
And so some work needed to be done to it. A lot of work needed to be done to it. And a lot of
Was it a fixer-upper?
Well, no, yes and no, but there's certain standards that I have when I live in a house. Like, I would like it clean, so that's, you know, that's kind of something. But, so there was a lot of outside work, and we have these beautiful old retaining walls that are awesome, but they're overrun with vegetation just everywhere. And so I took it upon myself. I got out the hedge trimmer, and I was like, all right, I'm going
to
cut back cut back some of the ivy. So my dad's working on his little garden over in the corner, and I'm just sitting there, and I'm just cutting it back. And then I go and I start to rake some of it out, and I come across something that scares the crap out of me.
You don't scare easy. I'm interested to know.
No.
Bones.
No. It was not an old Indian burial site, which, thank God. But can I burn my house down for the insurance money now? Because I found...
Has your insurance kicked in already?
Yeah.
Okay, then you're good.
Kicks in at closing.
There you go.
Yeah. I found between 10 and 15 snake eggs.
And
I'm not talking like little eggs. You know how you get like at Easter time, you get the little cat, the little small ones,
sure.
Like
little cute, adorable eggs.
Yeah.
What about if you compare it to like an egg we eat like at the grocery store?
So it'd be like 1.5 times, 2 times that size.
Nope. No.
And I'm talking the jumbo ones. I'm not talking the little ones.
Goodbye, Marshfield.
Did you see the mommy snake?
No, I looked it up, and snakes don't typically stay with their clutches of eggs.
They just let them be.
So, and then the problem is, you know, there's certain snakes in Massachusetts that are endangered, you know, and I don't want to kill any snakes because, you know, well, I do, but
you
I
are
I can't.
Animal lovers in your I home. Not, I understand.
Not all of them.
We need to get the director of like wildlife or whatever it is for Marshfield on the phone immediately.
Yeah, they don't have that in like in Marshfield.
Like, what do you mean you can't handle your own eggs, son?
There's got to be.
They have a turkey stand where you can get a great turkey sandwich.
It's a bomb turkey gobbler.
Yeah, but I've been
the turkey gobbler kid is bomb.
I've been to city. I've been to town hall many times already, and it's been a week. And
they're gonna hate you living there, Holly.
I have permits and stuff for
all kinds. So are you going to like call animal control and get them taken away, or are you just going to leave them there and see what happens?
Well, I don't really want to leave them there because I don't really want 13 to 15 snakes just rolling around my backyard like that. I would like to move them.
Don't you think they might be adorable when they're baby snakes and you can take videos?
Each of these snakes is roughly 13 inches long.
You know what you do? Put them in a basket and drop it off your neighbors.
Yeah. But when you think about how big... the mom snake had to be to lay this many eggs.
Oh, my gosh.
Think about that. So she's still out there.
Oh. Well. CP's going to be like the snake whisperer. She's like Daenerys with her dragons.
I'm going to look over and she's like Hercules on the shield, and she's just picking up snakes in her hands in her crib.
There could be baby snakes.
I haven't done anything yet. So I sent my dad down there. I went to work today, and I said, hey, you deal with it.
Right. Good luck.
Handle it, Jack.
No, Jack scared like a girl. Screamed like a girl too. We both did.
Gosh.
We're like,
a fine welcome to Marshfield, kid.
Especially when you're wearing flip flops.
No.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.